Hello and welcome. This is John Usry, and thanks for joining us with Wisdom's Echo. Just wanted to check in and say hello and greet you and chat with you a little bit about some ideas and thoughts that I've been mulling over, actually for quite a while. And, you know, so many times the Word is full of verses that we hear and we think about and we are familiar with and feel like we're pretty well have a handle on what they are. And I'm always thrilled when Yahweh unlocks and opens up verses. One that I was looking at recently was one that's real common to us and that we're familiar with. And it has to do with the mystery of success. And I asked the question actually online sometime back about, you know, people are always looking for success. They're trying to figure it out. What does it look like? How does it work? How do I become successful? And there's a lot of key answers that are important. You got to have vision. You got to have a goal. You got to be able to work hard. You got to believe. All these things play a part into success as we know it. But the Bible is very specific and has an answer for us about success. And the verse is really well known, recounted or said many times, but it's really this. It's Matthew chapter 6, and it says this. He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And what's interesting about that is he recounts things pertaining to clothing, food, drink, you know, all the basic things that we need in life. But he talks about that verse, and we think it's such a complicated thing, but actually it's right there spelled out in front of us. Everything that we have need of pertaining to life and godliness is summed up in, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this will be added unto you." Now, when I posted the comment on online, one of the responses I got, which was super positive and encouraging, it was this, though. It was a good basic verse that's always good and always a good reminder. And it was meant, the response was meant well and encouraging. But it caused me to think, I thought to myself, since when is any one verse basic? And what else is there more to that we might be missing? He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom." And it has a safety clause built into it. Success will come, but the safety clause is "seek ye first the kingdom." The interesting part about that is that he also says later in Luke 17, I believe it is, 21, is that the kingdom of God is within you. Now, the King James and New King James quote it that way. A lot of the versions, translations quote it, the kingdom of God is in your midst. And what that leads you to think or believe is that in the midst of a group of believers, the kingdom shows up. The interesting part about that is when you look at what the word says and what the Greek says originally, he says this, the word within you is the Greek word entos, meaning inside you, within you, in the midst of you. So it's not just in a group of people, it's actually on the inside and within you. The second thing that's really interesting is the word kingdom. The word kingdom represents the king's domain or the king's place of dominion. And I find it really interesting that God chose to put the place of his domain and the place of his dominion on the inside of us. I mean, that is really committing something pretty massive to be housed and kept and cared for on the inside of you and I. It's a place of incredible value. It's a place that is life-giving. And he subjected it, the release of his authority, to our willingness to have it to flow through us. Then if you would begin to look at it a little bit deeper, let's look at who actually made the statement. It was Jesus himself. Can you imagine that? here's Yeshua. He is there. The Pharisees are questioning, and he says, you know, don't look here, don't look there. It's actually on the inside of you. And if you remember, Jesus was well-versed in the oral tradition of the rabbis throughout the years, throughout the generations, all the way down from Abraham, Moshe, Enoch. He had understanding about the things that were kept in secret and hidden in mystery that had been passed down generation to generation. So when he makes a statement, seek ye first the kingdom, and the kingdom of God is within you, that is actually stating something that's really bigger than what most of us would really even think. The word he uses, if you were to translate that into the Hebrew, it would be to seek means to darash, which means to seek carefully and desire with intention, to follow, to study, and practice something, to tread in or frequent. And if you're to look intimately and frequently at the place of Yahweh's kingdom, we need to purposely engage with it. That's a big word, contains a lot in it, darash. So then when you combine kingdom, which is then translated into malkut, which many of you know is part of the tree of life, it's the kingdom principle of Yahweh, a malkut on the inside of you, you are engaging, treading through, frequenting the place of malkut on the inside of you. So when Jesus is making the statement, he was telling these guys something pretty significant that some of them had a handle on, is that you need to engage with the malkut, the tree of life on the inside of you, and seek it earnestly with desire and with intention. What's interesting is the technology of our body is that we house and are a gateway for the flow of Yahweh's breath from the keter, crown of our head, or and it's in through the very core of our being, and then we release it down through the kingdom. When we breathe Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, we are drawing the inflow of Yahweh's breath through the keter or crown on our head. Remember, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Your head or crown is a gateway. A lot of times when people are breathing and doing Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, they think they're breathing through their nose and out their mouth. But in reality, as a spirit being, what you're doing is drawing the very breath of Yahweh through from the atmosphere of heaven, through the gateway of the crown of your head, down through your being, and releasing it into creation to re-pristine it back to its original intention. And you breathe it through the kingdom principle or the malkut, the place in the where that's connected into creation in the bottom of your feet. The more you begin to attend to kingdom on the inside of you, the more the full provision of Yahweh will attend to you and all those around you. Many of you have been breathing for 347 days into the original intention of creation, and Ian shared a mentoring that Noah had done for him, and he in turn shared with us, and the technology of breathing Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh from the heavenly realm down through our being and releasing it over and into down into the first creation, into the original intention that Yahweh had for it, and causing a redemption, a redeeming process to take place. That experience is basically what Jesus has been talking about when he says, seek first the kingdom, engage darash intently with the place of the kingdom, the place of his dominion, his domain that's resident on the inside of you, and releasing the breath of heaven through into everything that you're a part of and everything that you're around. The whole atmosphere of the heavenly realm is Yahweh's breath released into that realm. And as we access and sit in that place, seated together with him in heavenly places, we're drawing from that atmosphere of heaven that causes that repristining to take place every time we consciously, purposely, with intention, engage with that breath process and breathe down through into creation, earth is going to change. I find it interesting that in somewhere between 10 to 30,000 years, they estimate Manly Valley or Manly Lake in the driest, hottest, lowest place in the earth, Death Valley, California. It's 270-something feet below sea level. Hottest temperatures on record of 137 Fahrenheit or 57 Celsius. And rainfall is less than 2 inches a year. And here's this place that's been dry forever. In this last year, breathing through into creation, we're seeing wildflowers growing. And not only that, a lake has appeared due to hurricanes and who knows whatever else that's replenishing and reestablishing moisture into that area that has not seen it in thousands of years. I mean, there's been smatterings of water here and there that bring up some salt, but nothing like, you know, knee-deep level walking through a lake that's massive size, actually, covering the floor of Death Valley. That's just one example. When we begin to engage with conscious effort of what we're doing, that we actually have the power to change the things around our lives, if we would seek first the Malkuth, the kingdom principle on the inside of us, and engage with it purposely, that we would see miracles begin to take place. Another thing that's really interesting about Malkuth is that the first letter of Malkuth is Mem. I ran across this the other day, and I thought it was really interesting. Some of the oral tradition that the old rabbis have had, as far as an understanding about Mem, is that the machinery or the hum of energy that runs all of creation is actually the sound and energy that Mem releases. So I sat one night, and I just sat in complete stillness and began to listen, and just found myself listening in a place of complete silence and begin to listen to creation, tuning out the outward sounds, the outward, you know, things that are bugs and birds, no, not so much birds, but just deeper than that, and begin to look in and around, and I could hear the hum of creation. And I realized Mem, that was its frequency, that was its release that was going on. And it's interesting, some years ago, quite a few years ago, God began to show me the waters within people. And I could see when they were turbid or they were vibrating, that they were receptive and engaging to what was in heaven. And if they were just still and placid, they weren't tuned in and connected at all. Now realizing that the waters of Malkuth within the kingdom of God on the inside of you, as they are stirred, you begin to draw heaven through into creation. The Bible says in Hebrews 1:3, all things are upheld by the word of his power. I find that really interesting too, that part of that is Mem, the word, part of the word of his power is released. And that's part of Yahweh's kingdom and what's upholding all things, the humming and the machinery that upholds all things in creation. I think if we would begin to understand how we engage with the word of his power and how our part in the creating and function of kingdom on the inside of us is, we would begin to see ultimate success begin to manifest in everything around us. We've got to remember that the thing is this. If you're spending time focusing, worrying, looking at things, trying to figure out how you're going to make it, how you're going to create, how you're going to do, you're focusing and engaging on the wrong things. He gave us the key. He gave us the principle that if we would look in on the inside of us to the kingdom of God that's there and begin to see the function and release from heaven into creation through that place, and we would spend time there, we would tread through there, we would engage with that, we would begin to experience things that Yahweh wants to reveal to you that you've never seen before. And it would change the way we live. It would change the way we operate and the way we function. Worry wouldn't have a seat in us any longer. Concern wouldn't have a place of rulership in us. The peace of God that passes all understanding would begin to keep your heart and mind through everything that you do. Anyway, I just wanted to share just a quick thought about some ideas and things that I've been looking at. And I hope it blesses you. And until we chat again, have an amazing day.